Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Ram Goldar, and today we're Zichu Yavamas Daf Samach Zayin, the seventh parak, a monocone gadol. So the three drops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Bas Yisrael shenisa zakona, Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi, that's married to a Kohen, umeis v'nichmu uberes, and he dies and leaves her pregnant. V'yochu avidea b'truma b'vnei chalkosh uber. Her tzom barzel slaves may not eat truma on account of the fetus's share in the slave. Shall uber post v'ina machil. For a fetus disqualifies others from eating truma, and it does not entitle others to eat truma diver b'yosi. These are the words of b'yosi. Rashi explains the case is that she already has other children from the Kohen, which entitles her to continue to eat. The reason that the Tzom Barzel slaves may not eat is that they're now considered the property of the heirs. And since the unborn child is also an heir, he does not entitle them to eat. Rabbi said Rabbi Yossi's reason is because he holds Uber Mimei Zara Zaru. A fetus in the womb of a Zara is a Zar and does not entitle the slaves to eat. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yossi holds Yalud Malchil She'en Yalud Eino Malchil. A born Kohen entitles others to eat Truma, while an unborn Kohen cannot entitle others to eat Truma. The nafkamina between the two explanations is a fetus in the womb of a Kohenes. According to Rabbi, the slaves would be entitled to eat Truma, since she's not a Zara, whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, they could not eat because they belong in part to a non-born Kohen. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi, but the Chachamim disagree and say, Yeshua banim ochlim mishal banim. If the deceased Kohen has other children aside from the fetus, the slaves may eat Truma on account of the children. If he has no other children, the slaves may eat on account of the Kohen's brothers. If he has no brothers, ochlim mishal mishpacha kula. They eat Truma on account of the other relatives in the Kohen's family. Rashi explains that they hold uber leisle zechiyah. A fetus does not have a right in the deceased father's estate as an heir, and therefore does not disqualify the tzom barzel slaves from eating truma. The Gemara clarifies that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that a mazaku uber kona, an uber can acquire ownership of assets prior to its birth, and therefore he inherits a portion of the avdei tzom barzel, preventing them from eating truma. And pointing with you, the Gemara brought up rights which taught the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Zecharim Yochu, that if there are any male offspring among the surviving children, the slaves may eat Truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that an Uber acquires inherited property, but even if there's only one surviving male child, the slaves may continue to eat, even though the Uber is considered an heir as well. When the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai could discount the presence of the Uber, it answers, Ein choshishin l'mi'uta. We do not concern ourselves with the minority. Rashi explains that there's a 50% possibility that the fetus is a female who will not inherit along with the brothers, and even if it's a male, there exists the possibility that the woman will miscarry and that the fetus will never acquire these slaves. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does hold that we do concern ourselves with the mi'uta, with the minority, but the slaves may still eat truma, davdin le tekantz, before we can remedy the situation and have basin appoint an apotropos and a guardian who can choose other assets for the fetus to inherit, leaving the avdei tzom barzel to be inherited by the living brothers. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Bas Yisrael shenisa zakona, Bas Yisrael or Bas Levi that's married to a Kohen, umeis v'hanichm uberes, and he dies and leaves her pregnant. Her tzom barzel slaves may not eat truma on account of the fetus's share in the slaves. For a fetus disqualifies others from eating truma, and it does not entitle others to eat truma. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rashi explains the case is that she already has other children from the Kohen, which entitles her to continue to eat. The reason that the tzom barzel slaves may not eat is that they're now considered the property of the heirs. And since the unborn child is also an heir, he does not entitle them to eat. Rabbi said Rabbi Yossi's reason is because he holds Uber Mimei Zara Zaru. A fetus in the womb of a Zara is a Zar and does not entitle the slaves to eat. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yossi holds Yalud Malchil She'en Yalud Eino Malchil. A born Kohen entitles others to eat Truma, while an unborn Kohen cannot entitle others to eat Truma. The nafkamina between the two explanations is a fetus in the womb of a Kohenes. According to Rabbi, the slaves would be entitled to eat Truma since she's not a Zara, whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, they could not eat because they belong in part to a non-born Kohen. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi, but the Chachamim disagree and say, Yeshua banim ochlim mishal banim. If the deceased Kohen has other children aside from the fetus, the slaves may eat truma on account of the children. If he has no other children, the slaves may eat on account of the Kohen's brothers. If he has no brothers, ochlim mishal mishpacha kula. They eat truma on account of the other relatives in the Kohen's family. Rashi explains that they hold uber leisle zechiyah. A fetus does not have a right in the deceased father's estate as an heir, and therefore does not disqualify the tzom barzel slaves from eating truma. The Gemara clarifies that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, that a mazaku uber kona, an uber can acquire ownership of assets prior to its birth, and therefore he inherits a portion of the avdei tzom barzel, preventing them from eating truma. And pointing with you, the Gemara brought a brayso which taught the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Zecharim Yochu, that if there are any male offspring among the surviving children, the slaves may eat truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that an Uber acquires inherited property, but even if there's only one surviving male child, the slaves may continue to eat, even though the Uber is considered an heir as well. When the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai could discount the presence of the Uber, it answers, Ein choshishin l'mi'uta. We do not concern ourselves with the minority. Rashi explains that there's a 50% possibility that the fetus is a female who will not inherit along with the brothers, and even if it's a male, there exists the possibility that the woman will miscarry and that the fetus will never acquire these slaves. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does hold that we do concern ourselves with the mi'uta, with the minority, but the slaves may still eat truma, davdinulay takansa, before we can remedy the situation and have basin appoint an apotropos and a guardian who can choose other assets for the fetus to inherit, leaving the avdei tzon barzel to be inherited by the living brothers. All right, so now we go to our simur daf samach zayin, and this simur was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as Sean Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggest that samach zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, overheard the basin's apotropos discuss giving them to the current sons and leaving over the grill for the fetus to inherit. Once again, in slow motion. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, that must be more daf samach zayin, a sizzling barbecue. The slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, which reminds us, two reasons are given as to why Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bas Yisrael or Bas Livia that's married to a Kohen, and he dies and leaves her pregnant, that her Tzon Barzel slaves may not eat truma on account of the fetus' share in the slaves. Rabbi said Rabbi Yossi's reason is because he holds Uber b'mezara zarhu, a fetus in the womb of a zara is a zar and does not entitle the slaves to eat. Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yossi holds Yod Machil She'en Yoda Einu Machil. A born kohen entitles others to eat truma, while an unborn kohen cannot entitle others to eat truma. The nafka mina between the two explanations is a fetus in the womb of a kohenes. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of kohanim were all around, which reminds us, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, that these are the words of Rav Yossi, but the Chachamim disagree and say, Yeshul banim ochlim yeshul banim. If the deceased kohen has other children aside from the fetus, the slaves may eat from on account of the children. If he has no other children, the slaves may eat on account of the kohen's brothers, and if he has no brothers, ochlim yeshul mishpacha kula. They eat truma on account of the other relatives in the kohen's family. Rashi explains that they hold uber leitzle zechia. A fetus does not have a right in the deceased father's estate as an heir, and therefore does not disqualify the Tzon Barzel slaves from eating truma. So the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, overheard the basin's apotropos discuss giving them to the current sons and leaving over the grill for the fetus to inherit. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, Zecharim Yochu, if there are any male offspring among the surviving children, the slaves may eat truma, even though Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds Rabbi Yossi that an Uber acquires inherited property. Well, the Gemara asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai could discount the presence of the Uber, it answers that Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein choshishin l'mi'uta. We do not concern ourselves with the minority. Alternatively, it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai does hold that we do concern ourselves with the minority, but the slaves may still eat truma. Davdinulay takansa, for we can remedy the situation and have basin appoint an apotropos, a guardian who can choose other assets for the fetus to inherit, leaving the Avdei Tzon Barzel to be inherited by the living brothers. So once again, the slaves at the Avdei Tzon Barzel barbecue, who were upset they couldn't serve truma because their widowed master was pregnant, even though their late master's extended family of Kohanim were all around, overheard the basin's apotropos discuss giving them to the current sons and leaving over the grill for the fetus to inherit. All right, now it's time for four blot back chazara. Dav Samach Gimel. So the similar Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue, that must be more Dav Samach Gimel. The man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one Ezer Kenegdo, which reminds us, the Gemara brings seven statements that were taught by Rabbi Elazar. Among them are, Kol Adam Sheinu Isha Eino Adam. Any man who does not have a wife is not a whole man. For the Pasuk states, he created them male and female, and he called their name Adam. Also, what's the meaning of that which is written, Esla Ezer Kenegdo? I will make him a helpmate opposite him, Zocha Ozarto, Lo Zocha Kenegdo. The man is Zocha, she helps him. If he's not Zocha, she opposes him. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink segue for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, which reminds us, we discussed the pasuk Motza Ani Mar Mamavis as the Isha, and I found more bitter than death the woman. And the Gemara brings the examples of the wives of Rav and Rabbi Chiya, as well as the custom done in Eretz Yisrael, that when a man would marry, they would ask him, Matza or Motza? Did you marry a good wife or a bad wife? Matzah, as it's written, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. He who has found a wife has found goodness. Or Motzah, as it's written, Motzah Nimar Mamavis as the Isha, and I found more bitter than death, the woman. So the man who proudly presented his wife with a pink Segway for her birthday, emblazoned with the words, number one Ezer Kenegdo, soon found out that the woman he married was more bitter than death, who told him that he should have stayed single like the rabbi passing by, who craves Torah. Which reminds us when Ben Azai said that a man who does not procreate causes both the spilling of blood and the diminishment of the divine image, his colleagues questioned him on why he wasn't married. He answered, Uma esa shenafshi chashak b'torah, eshu oyom shizkayim al yedei cherim. What else can I do? For my soul craves Torah. The world can be preserved through others. Daf Samach Daled. So the Simur Daf Samach Daled is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, That must be more a Daf Samach Daled, Sod. The secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness, which reminds us, it was taught in Brice, if a man married a woman and remained with her for 10 years, but she didn't bear children, he must divorce her and give her the money he owes from her ksuba, shemel zachu hibanos mimena, for perhaps he was not zochet to build a family through her. The Gemara brings a zechua davar, a hint for this din, for it says in the pasuk regarding Sarah giving Avram Hagar, that after 10 years of Avram living in Eretz Canaan, and she gave her to Avram, her husband to him as a wife. And this also teaches that the years that he spent living outside of Eretz Yisrael are not included in the count of 10 years, as Rashi explains, for perhaps it was the sin of living in Chutz La'aretz that prevented her from conceiving. So the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, which reminds us that Yitzhak Avinu was also akur, he was also sterile, and that's why the pasuk says that he davened nochach ishto, opposite his wife. Rav Yitzhak said, why were the Avos and Imaos sterile? Mifnei shekodesh baruch misavu tefilasan shel tzedikim, because the kodesh baruch hu desires the tefilas of tzedikim. So the secret agent spying on the couple who just arrived from Chutz La'aretz after 10 years of childlessness overheard the husband davening in a corner to no longer be sterile, while his wife was hiding away the death certificates of her two previous husbands, which reminds us that the Malchus is going, how many husbands have to die before determining that the wife is a katanis, two or three? And the Gemara says that the reason we can presume there's a connection between their deaths, even though they're not related, is either Mayan Gorem, her spring causes her husband to die through having relations with her, and Ravashi said Mazal Gorem, we suspect her muzzle causes their deaths. Dav Samachay, so the Simur Dav Samachay is sheep, Seh. So here goes. The remarried childless female shepherdess, that must mean we're on Dav Samachay, sheep. The remarried childless female shepherdess, who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if a woman who's married to previous husbands and had no children, and then married a third husband and had no children, may the first two husbands come and say that it's now revealed that she's to blame for the childlessness and claim a refund for their ksuba payments, or may she claim that she only became infertile now? So, the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that Pru Arvu was their mitzvah, not hers, which reminds us, we have Machlokes Tana Kamma Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, whether it's only men who are commanded in the mitzvah of Pru Arvu or women are commanded as well, Psukim are brought to support each position. So the remarried childless female shepherdess who was tending her flock when two previous husbands came and attempted to claim refunds on their ksubas was going to tell them that Pru Arvu was their mitzvah, not hers, but decided not to rebuke them since they probably wouldn't listen. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Kishem shem mitzvah adam lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah adam shalolomar davar sheno nishma. Just as it's a mitzvah for a person to say words of rebuke that will be accepted, so too there's a mitzvah for a person not to say words of rebuke that will not be accepted. Rabbi Abba said, it's a chova, it's a chiyuv, not to offer words of rebuke to someone who will not listen. Daf Samach Vav. So the Simur Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor sewing, that must be more in Daf Samach Vav. The tailor sewing do not feed truma patches onto the garments of the Avdi Malog, belonging to an almana, married to a Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the opening mishnah of the 7th parak states that in the case of an almana who married a Kohen Gadol, or a grusha or a chalutza, who married a Kohen Hedyot, yichnisa lo Avdi Malog v'Avdi Sombarzel, if she brings him slaves that are there, nixi Malog or nixi Sombarzel, the Malog slaves do not eat truma, and the Sombarzel slaves may eat truma. So The tailor sewing do not feed truma patches onto the garments of the Avdei Malog, belonging to an almana married to a Kohen Gadol, was suddenly told to stop when she stormed in and said she was getting divorced because he was treating her like a zona, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three explanations for why the Avdei Malog brought into a prohibited marriage to a Kohen may not eat truma. Rav said that midaraisa, the slaves may eat truma, but the Rabbanu goes that they may not eat, so the almana will say, I can't eat truma, my servants can't eat truma, I must be a zona to my husband, and therefore this will lead to strife between the almana and Kohen Gadol, and he'll come to divorce her. So, the tailor sewing do not feed truma patches onto the garments of the Avdei Malog, belonging to an almana married to a Kohen Gadol, was suddenly told to stop when she stormed in and said she was getting divorced because he was treating her like a zona, and that she was demanding he give her back all the kalim she had evaluated as nichseis on Barzel. Which reminds us, it was stated, Hamachnezes Shumel Abala, a woman who brings into her marriage evaluated property, which Rashi clarifies, is nichseis on Barzel, which was evaluated and written into the ksuba and guaranteed to be returned if they divorce or the husband dies. If she says, I want to take my kalim, and he says, I'll give you money in the amount of their value, who gets to keep the belongings? Rav Yehuda said the dinner's with her, Mishum Shavak Beisavia Didahabi, for since these are the prestige of her father's household, they're hers. Rabbi Ami said they're his. For since the Mishnah taught that the husband is completely responsible for the Tzon Barzel slaves, we can learn that Nixi Tzon Barzel are considered his. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn that a wife makes a man whole and is his Ezer Kenegdo? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good number 2. Which daf do you learn that Rabbi Yossi holds that an uber in the womb of a pregnant widow does not entitle her Avdei Tzon Barzel to eat truma? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Good number 3. Which daf do you learn that one should not give tochacha if the person will not listen? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good number 4. Which daf were 3 reasons given as to why the Avdei Malug of an almana to a Kohen Gadol do not eat truma? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good number 5. Which daf do you have Beishim Beisil regarding how to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urvu? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good number 6. Which daf do you have the Ben Azai was not osing the mitzvah of Pru Urvu because of his cheshek for Torah? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good number 7. Which daf do you discuss whether former husbands may demand a refund for the ksuba payment from a childless widow? That's on daf Samach Hey. Good number 8. Which daf do you learn that Yitzchak was also sterile? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good number 9. Which daf do you learn that the graves of the Ovdei Chachamim are not metame Tumas Ohel? That's on daf Samach Ohel. Good. And number 10. Which daf do you learn that the Chachamim hold that as long as there is one living brother, the Avdei Tzon Barzel, the pregnant widow, may eat truma? That's on daf Samach Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.